Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hi, Lonnie. How are you doing today?
Hi, Brian. That was funny.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk
about? So do you.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Violet. And I'm
Violet.
So, yes.
Yes.
This is the show right now playing at the New Hazlett Theater, mm-hmm. put on by Front Porch Theatricals, and it is wonderful.
Oh, that's always good to hear. Oh, you brought me a program.
I
like props, you know?
And I have this little prop so that nobody can forget what I'm talking about.
Or I think you just wanted a memento. You liked it so much, right? So you don't forget what you're talking about because you've got everybody's picture on the back. Okay.
I know. What a great cast.
Oh, good.
This is a musical, and the music was wonderful. They have a backup 7-piece band or so that played the instrumentals, and they did not overplay the singers. It was delightful.
That's always good because that always happens, doesn't it?
I know. And it was so wonderful because you could hear every word of the lyrics of every song, and the lyrics really do help a lot with the character development in this show. And I have to say, when the whole cast sang together, it was so melodious and so beautiful. It was a feast for the ear.
Oh.
Really. It just
well,
so
bon
beautiful.
Appetit.
Exactly.
So Violet is about a bus with a face on it.
That's what it looks like there. It's actually about a little bit more than that.
Tell us about
it. A young girl in 1964 takes a Greyhound bus from North Carolina to Tulsa, Oklahoma, so that she can see a televangelist faith healer. And she hopes that he'll be able to heal the scar that she has on her face that she got as a result of an injury.
Oh.
So that's really all we need to know about the actual plot. But it was really cool. The set is mostly made up of trunks and suitcases for the travelers on the bus.
God, it looks like my closet, probably.
Probably. But John Michael Bohatch designed this, and it was so creative and so clever. They just moved the trunks and the suitcases. So at one time, they're on the bus. The next time, they're in a nightclub. They're in a restaurant. They're in a hotel room with just these suitcases and trunks that they move around.
Very dynamic.
Yeah.
John Michael's a clever guy.
Yes, and really effective. I really enjoyed that. So I have to start out talking about the wonderful vocals. Oh my gosh. There's a young man named Lamont Walker II who graduated not too long ago from Point Park in musical theater. And I loved all the songs. And every one of them was really well done. But this particular song that he did called Let It Sing, and oh man, he did Let It Sing. It was a perfect showcase for his range, that he has a tremendous range in his voice and such a richness. And oh, if I could get that song recorded by him, if you're listening, record it, send it to me. I loved it.
Go see it again.
I might. Oh, I don't have time. It's just through this weekend.
Oh, so we better get going quick. Do not delay, people. The bus is leaving the station.
You gotta
on
go.
May 28th is the last date.
That's it. And Elizabeth Boyka plays Violet, the title role. Mm-hmm. And her voice is absolutely gorgeous. The thing that really impressed me with her voice is how well she was able to emote. And I could feel every emotion as she sang it. She put so much emotion into her voice, whether it was joy, fear, confusion. You could just feel it, really feel it. The whole cast was terrific, but there's one person I wanted to mention. It's not even a major role, but you know, there's no such thing as a small part.
There are no small parts, only small actors.
Right, and he had a small part, but he's a big actor.
But have you ever seen Naked Boys singing?
Oh, you mean there's a play called that? Because I have seen Naked Boys singing, but not on stage.
Never mind. Continue.
So anyway, Eric Lasek plays the preacher, the televangelist preacher, and he has his whole gospel choir on his TV set, and when he plays this role, it just takes down the house. Everybody is roaring with laughter. He takes every stereotype of the televangelist, rolls it into one, and it is hilarious. And his gospel choir behind him, equally hilarious.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of very good reasons to get on the bus and see Violet.
Yes, yep. I really recommend it. It's a really well done, entertaining show from start to finish.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.